This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In this study, Pastor Rick and Kay Warren share biblical wisdom and their life experiences to help you find God's path to peace in even the most difficult seasons of life. First, if you or someone you know needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in a few minutes we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided Bible study. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a message called When Your World Collapses.
Every one of us here are in one of three conditions. You either A, know somebody who is in a crisis right now, or B, you're in one yourself right now, or C, you don't realize it, but you're getting ready to go into one. Because they happen all the time in life. And you are maybe headed into a crisis that you're not prepared for, a financial crisis. You get laid off. A health crisis. You get the dreaded call from the doctor. The test came back positive. Or a relational crisis. Somebody walks out of your life. These kind of things just happen. A loved one dies. And you either know somebody in that situation, you're in it right now, or you're probably going to be going into it in the near future. So what I want to do this weekend is I want to speak to all three groups, regardless of which one you're in. And first, I want us to look at, how do you help a friend in shock? Maybe you're not there right now. I hope you're not. I hope you're not in a crisis. But you're going to know some friends that are in it, either now or in the days ahead. So what do you do? The Bible commands us, if we're followers of Jesus Christ, commands us to help people in pain, to help those who are in shock, to help people who are going through a difficult time. Galatians 6:2 says this, by helping each other with your troubles, you truly obey the law of Christ. Now, what is the law of Christ? Love your neighbor as yourself. Anytime you help somebody in pain, you help somebody in shock, you are loving your neighbor as yourself. God wants us to learn how to take shock and turn it into service. What do you do when you got a friend in shock? Number one, show up. That's just the first thing you do. You just show up. You don't stand on the sidelines. You don't wait for an invitation. Now, I know when you see somebody in pain, they've lost their job. They just discovered they've got breast cancer. A loved one died. Somebody just asked for a divorce. A lot of times, I don't know what to say. Okay, let me tell you something. You don't have to say anything. In fact, it would be better if you just show up and shut up. You don't need to say anything, so stop worrying, saying, I don't know what to say to my friend who's in shock, who's in pain, who's in grief. You don't need to say anything. You shut up, but you show up. That's the ministry of presence. And by the way, don't wait for an invitation. You just show up. You remember the story of Job, how he lost everything on one day. He lost his health, he lost his wealth, and he lost his entire family to a group of terrorists. And here's what happened, Job chapter 2. When Job's three friends heard all about the troubles that had come upon him, they set out from their homes and they met together by agreement to go and sympathize with him and comfort him. Now, that's a true friend. That's a true friend. When they heard their friend was in shock that he'd lost it all, they heard about the troubles, it says they set out from their home. They didn't wait for an invitation. They didn't wait to be invited. They just set out, said, our friend's in pain, we're going.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need some powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice, and you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support. Today's the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait.
Hi, it's Pastor Rick with some big news. My daily devotional is now available in French. If you know somebody who would enjoy reading the devotionals in French, would you please email me and I'll send you a link to sign up. My email is rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
And now here's Pastor Rick Warren with the second half of today's lesson.
Now here's the second thing you do for a friend. You share their pain. You share their pain. And this is the second thing that Job's friends did. It says in Job chapter 2, 12 and 13, that Job's friends saw him from a distance. They remember, they're coming to see him. And before they even get to him, it says, they began to weep aloud and they tore their robes, sprinkled dust on their heads. Then they sat on the ground with them. Look at this. For 7 days and seven nights, and no one said a word to him. That's a friend. They sat 7 days without and seven nights. Nobody said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. Now, I want you to write this down. The greater the grief, the fewer words needed. You're going to need to use this when people are in pain around you. You just need to be there. It is the ministry of presence. Now, the Bible says, weep with those who weep. And what that means, they, people, when they're in this phase, this is just one of the six phases, they don't need words, they need tears. So you show up, you share their pain. And then here's the third thing you do. You take the initiative. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:27, whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Now, do good means any practical thing you can do. Whenever you possibly can, do good to those who need it. Now, let me tell you what not to do. Don't say to somebody who's just gone through a major loss, they just got fired. They just got a bad report from the doctor's office. Don't say, call me if you need anything. That's about the dumbest thing you can say to somebody in shock. Because now you've put it on them. They've got to work to get your help. Call me. If you're not taking the initiative, you're forcing them to take the initiative. Don't say, call me if you need anything. And by the way, don't even say, how can I help? Because when somebody's in shock, they haven't the slightest idea how you can help. When somebody is in shock, they are numb. They are paralyzed. They pick up a newspaper and they look at it, but they can't even read it. Their eyes aren't even focusing on it. They're just in another. Everything is moving in slow motion. If you've ever been in shock, you know what this is. And so you don't say, you know, call me if you need me or what can I do for you? Because they can't think of, that's forcing them to think and they can't think. What you do want to do is you want to say to these people, you give them options. And some of you say, I'd like to bring you dinner, Wednesday or Thursday. Then they got a choice. So you're not saying, can I do anything for you? Just say, I'd like to bring you dinner. Would Wednesday or Thursday work best? You could call and say, I'm going to the store. Can I pick up something for you? That's practical. Now, I know that some of you are barely hanging on. You're in this stage because of something happening in your life, and you're kind of going through the motions, and maybe just here, you're just going through the motions coming to church. I'm glad you're here. I really am. What do you do when you're in a catastrophe? Because some of you are in that right now. Well, I don't want to give you a long list of things to do. Let me just give you two. When you're in this first stage, you need to do two things. Number one, you need to cry out to God. Cry out to God. This is the bare minimum. Two things to do, because this is probably all you can do when you're in shock. Cry out to God. Psalm 50, verse 15 says this. Call to me in your day of trouble, and I will rescue you, and you will honor me. You see what that says? That you actually honor God when you call out for his help. Why? Because you are depending on God. It honors God when you depend on God. Lamentations chapter 2, 19 says this. Get up, cry out in the night. Some of you need to do this right now. Cry out, cry all through the night. Pour out your heart like water in prayer to the Lord. Lift up your hands in prayer to him. Now he says, cry out in the night, cry out all through the night. Why? I'll tell you why. Because when you're in shock, you can't sleep. If you've ever been in shock, you know you don't sleep when you're in shock. You just keep waking up and waking up. What do you do when you keep waking up? Cry out to God. God, I'm hurting. God, I'm sad. God, I'm sick. God, you just pour out every emotion you've got to God. That's what God wants you to do. You pray. If you want to listen to some praise music or something, but open up your heart to God. That's the first thing you do. The second thing you do is you let others help you. I let other people help me. And when you're going through shock, you need to be easy on yourself. Don't be rough. And by the way, never try to make a major decision when you're in shock, because it'll almost always be wrong. So postpone any major decision. If you just go through a major crisis, don't act like it didn't happen. It did. If you just got laid off or whatever happened in your life, don't act like it didn't happen. It did. And postpone any major decision that you can. Be easy on yourself. Take it easy and accept assistance from others. Let other people help you. You know, I love the fact that my neighbors took my trash cans out. I didn't ask them to do that, but they take them out and put them back. I had neighbors who went and washed my car. Last week, my neighbor Yasser, who's a Muslim, insisted on driving me to the first service. He said, no, I'm not going to let anybody else. Rick, I'm your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. And so he drove me to the first service. My neighbor did. He said, I want you driving. I'll drive you. That's what a friend does. Proverbs 17:17 says this. A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. What's that saying? The Bible is saying that relationships are best when you're in pain. A brother is born for adversity. Friends are made for... Fairweather friends show up. You know, it's interesting when you're in shock who shows up and who doesn't. And what you need to do on that is not judge the people who don't show up, because they may be in their own kind of pain. But just realize that real friends walk in when everybody else walks out. A brother is born for adversity. A friend loves at all times. Now, I'm saying you got to let other people help you when you're in this first stage. And the reason why I'm saying this is because your natural reaction when you're in deep pain is to withdraw. Your natural reaction, you get laid off, you don't want to talk to anybody. You just find out you got breast cancer, you don't want to talk to anybody. You just had a miscarriage, you don't want anybody to know about it. You just had some major thing happen in your life. It is the human reaction to withdraw into isolation, and that is the exact opposite of what you need. In shock, you need fellowship. You need people. You don't need people to talk to you. You just need people to show up in your life. You know, my watch, and you turn it over on the back, it says shock resistant. I want you to be shock resistant. Okay? I want you to be able to handle the shocks of life better than most people. Some people never recover. But you can do things. How do you improve your resistance to shock? Well, let me just give you two things. Write these down. Number one, cultivate stronger relationships. God never intended for you to go through life on your own, by yourself, handling all your problems without any support group. In fact, God created a spiritual family. That spiritual family is called the church, and your spiritual family is going to outlast your physical family. Physical families, sorry, they don't last. People grow up, they move off, they get married, there are divorces, people die. Physical families don't last. And so you need to cultivate strong relationships. Now, the best time for you to build a safety net for the crises that are going to inevitably happen in your life is obviously before they happen. You need the safety net now. One of the reasons why I was able to handle what I've been through is because I had a safety net that was already set up with very strong relationships. And that kind of safety net was there. It's why I keep saying to you, you need a church family and you need to be in a small group. Now, here's what the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 4. Two can accomplish more than twice as much as one. And if one falls down, then the other can pull him up. That's why you need a partner. That's why you need a group. One falls down, the other can pull him up. But if a man falls when he's alone, he's in trouble. One person standing alone can be attacked and defeated by any kind of circumstance. But two can stand back to back and conquer. And having three is even better, for a triple braided cord is not easily broken. Today, start building the strong relationships. You need to cultivate strong relationships. Number two, the other thing you need to do is grow spiritual roots. You need to grow spiritual roots so that when the heat's on, you're not a tumbleweed. You don't dry up and blow away. You cannot be a spiritual tumbleweed. You've got to get some roots in your life. You've got to know the Bible better. So when the tough times come, you know what's going to keep you strong. It's what you know that gets you through. You need to know the Bible better. You need to know God better. Here's what Jeremiah 17 says. Blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green, and they go right on producing delicious fruit. You got to have roots so you can have the fruits. You got to put down some spiritual roots. Colossians 2, 6, and 7 says this. Just as you trusted Christ to save you, trust him too for each day's problems. Live in vital union with him. Let your roots grow down into him and draw up nourishment from him. See that you go on growing in the Lord and become strong and vigorous in the truth. What a beautiful picture. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Jesus, I know that there are many people hurting here today. I pray that they will cry out to you. I pray that they will let you adopt them into your family. If you've never said yes to Jesus Christ, just say something like this. Jesus Christ, I want to be adopted into your family. I want to trust you for my salvation. I don't understand it all, but I ask you to forgive all my sins, and I ask you to come into my life, and I ask you to show me the purpose that I was made to live for. I want to live for you the rest of my life. In your name I pray, amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? Write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, life can sometimes be challenging, isolating, and painful. Do you or someone you know need a powerful encouragement right now? Then let me tell you about The Journey Toward Hope. This guided Bible study book takes you on a journey to discover the five truths about who you are. You are loved. You have a purpose. You belong. You have a choice. And you are needed. This full-color vegan leather study tool is filled with scriptures, prayers, exercises, spaces to journal, and personal stories to help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. We'll send you your very own copy of Journey Toward Hope when you give a gift today to Daily Hope to take the hope of Jesus to a hurting world. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or call 800-600-5004. And be sure to let us know the call letters of this station. Thank you so much for your support. Today is the last day to get this great resource, so don't wait. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to introduce you to David, who, despite living with depression, is learning to take his attention off himself and put it on others. David wrote me this. Hey, Pastor Rick, I've been listening to your sermons via podcast almost daily for 3 years now. I can't begin to tell you the growth that I've had in my spiritual life by you choosing a life of service. I hope my story will be an encouragement to you and to others. I've struggled for years through depression. Yesterday, I was feeling down after recently experiencing depression again and going through medication changes. Instead of choosing my go-to late-night TV show to drown out my thoughts, I made a decision to turn to God by watching your interview, Lessons from Pastor Rick's Life. Your words made me realize how self-centered my prayers and life have been for quite some time. I've been wasting the hurt of depression on myself by focusing on all my prayers and my energy on me. I confess this, and I ask for forgiveness and the wisdom to recognize who needs help around me and also having the courage to act. The next morning, I woke up to a text from an old friend who I had left behind in a haze of depression 10 years ago. Now, that text was confrontational, unlike so many of people who are suffering from depression. They know it's easy to avoid these kind of things. Then everything I had prayed the night before hit me. I told him everything, and I asked for forgiveness, and it was given. And he explained that he, too, suffers from depression and had thought about suicide. He thought he was all alone and no one cared. What started out as an angry text turned into a great hour-long conversation. During our goodbyes, he expressed how talking with him meant the world. I even cried. Who thought a depressed guy who felt no emotion for so long could cry tears of joy? Not me. Rick, your words about courage and never wasting a hurt helped me stand up to what I felt was a giant problem and turn it into an answered prayer. I won't ever waste this hurt again, David. Well, David, I'm thrilled to hear how God is helping you use your hurt to help others. That's the way God intends for it to be. God is so faithful to take our pain and make something useful from it. So keep your eyes focused on the Lord and keep your eyes focused on the needs of other people. God bless you, David.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.